From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest this time has released a new record this year and is in a run of prolific releases, almost an album a year, it seems like. It's called Between Us. It's Anna Egge. Hello. Welcome. Thanks for doing this.
Hi, Eric. Great to be here.
Where are you? Where is here for you right now?
Here right now is an Airbnb in Brooklyn, New York.
Not at home. What's going on there?
We're having our kitchen floor torn up and cabinets all torn out. So it's a gross mess over there right now. So we're...
Sounds like a wonderful pandemic project.
Yeah, it started over a year ago.
All right, let's go back in time a little bit. You're based in Brooklyn, usually at home today at an Airbnb. That's fine. Born in Canada, raised like just across the border in the United States and North Dakota, right? It was the born in Canada as a result of it being kind of like the nearest population hub hospital thing?
It was because my great-grandfather homesteaded out there in North Dakota. I mean, now we know that differently as far as like taken land from the Native American, the indigenous peoples,
sure.
With government support. And then my grandfather bought the adjoining land from North Dakota into Canada, into Saskatchewan.
Okay.
And so when my dad went back to farm, they were renting a small place in Canada and farming that land. And then when they bought a place in North Dakota for us to live in, my dad continued to cross the border and farm in Canada.
Oh, wow. Like on your own dirt road that just... across the border.
No, but practically. I mean, it was a tiny little two-lane with no edge. It was like a teeny, teeny, tiny little border crossing there.
Wow. And then from there to New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And at what point did you finally relocate to where you're at now?
I came out here 20 years ago. I just realized I had my 20-year anniversary of being in New York.
I bet that was a bit of culture shock, coming from very small places and landing in Brooklyn.
You know, it was. Absolutely. I did live in Austin for 5 years before that, and then I had toured through New York City, you know, quite a few times by that point. But I didn't ever think I could really handle being here all the time. And I moved here initially thinking that I wouldn't be. I thought I would just come to explore this new management deal that I was signing and working to try to get a record label and all that stuff. And then I stayed. And then I kept staying. And I tried to leave and I came back.
I was really interested to discover that you had actually done some work with an Oregon-based nonprofit recently called Western State Center. Were you out here doing that work or were you doing it remotely?
No, it was remote and such an amazing door that opened before the pandemic. The executive director there now, Eric Ward, is a big music fan and supporter of music. And he came out to see me play years ago here in Brooklyn. And then we stayed in touch. And then I heard him on some inspiring radio show or something. And then,
like a TED Talk or something.
It was
like
something
that.
Like that on the, but there were no images. It was all audio. And then I heard him, that was Eric Ward. I was like, wait a second. Is that the same? Man, that guy's smart, he's inspiring. Oh my God. And so he was working on developing this way of kind of connecting activism and social kind of expanding the idea of what that means and social networking and helping to connect songwriters and musicians with a greater understanding of how to help people and without stopping doing what they're doing as artists. And what the first step was this cohort of Americana musicians that was called the Inclusive Democracy Cohort. And it was primarily, anti-bias, anti-racist, kind of empowering community building, all virtual sessions. Yeah, it was amazing. It was really inspiring.
And I read that you had also done like an anti-Semitism masterclass as part of that connection, and that both of those things kind of helped shape or influence or form to a degree the new record called Between Us. How do you take that kind of experience and convert it to the kind of output that you create as a musician? Like, does it exhibit itself in your lyrics or in the approach to how you make the record, or is it one and all?
It's one and all, yeah. You know, having this idea, first of all, of the way of how the world could be better and what that would look like, and then this realizing that I'm not powerless in making that happen, as far as, you know, finding more people of color and queer people and women to work with, you know, and collaborating, making space for people who don't look like me and bringing them in, and, you know, and then all of these, you know, ideas of unity and inclusion, as far as the idea of expressing them in songs, you know, there's still, it still comes through my own heart and brain. So there's this, you know, personal immediacy to the delivery and the storytelling, which I think is something that means that it means something to me, and I can stand behind it because I can't speak for anyone else. So a lot of the work that I did and a lot of the learning that happened, it made me reflect on my own life and experiences that I have with people I love or strangers, and kind of zooming in on those moments. And sometimes they resulted in inspiration for a song.
Well, I'd love to transition into some music. I see you've got a guitar in your hands. The new record is called Between Us. Anna Egge is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. AnnaEgge.com is the website. It's AnnaEgge. What do you want to play first for us today?
I'd like to do this song, We Let the Devil. The line is, "We let the devil come between us," which is where the title of the album comes from, which is kind of a very, you know, defining pinpoint about what's happening in personal relationships and in our what's seen and felt as very divisive social atmosphere in this country these days. We've let this idea of divisiveness itself, of something that is bad or evil, exist between us, and it sometimes feels insurmountable, insoluble, something that we cannot even get to or take apart so that we can really understand and connect again.
Let's hear it.
We let the devil come between us. Now he doesn't want to go. He wants us to keep fighting, 'cause he knows what devils know. You break my heart, you're just like me. You lay your life for what you believe. You break my heart, you kindred soul. You run through fire to save your own. We let the devil come between us. Now he doesn't want to go. He wants us to keep fighting, 'cause he knows what devils know. I want to break your heart like you break mine. I want to see me with your eyes. I wanna break your heart so we can grieve. I'll cry for you, you cry for me. We let the devil come between us. Now he doesn't wanna go. To keep despite drowning there, look me in the eye so we can get somewhere. Mirrors only lie, despite drowning there, look me in the eye so we can get somewhere. Look me in the eye.
Called We Let the Devil. Anna Egge is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. It's a song from the new record called Between Us. Information is at annaegge.com. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for having me.
Is that the guitar?
Yeah.
The one you made like 20 some odd years ago?
That's right.
And it's still holding up. Nice job.
Thank you.
What is it about it, other than the fact that you actually physically made it with your own two hands? What is it about it that makes you stick with it?
Well, the more you put, you know, the more it's just, it's been played. What I value about it, besides, like you say, the wood and how it was made and that I did make it, is all of the hours of playing. You know, it's absorbed my feeling and my fingerprints and my voice resonating with it as much as it's absorbed the humidity and the sun. Hmm.
You're like, I have a CD rack at home that I made, you know, 30 years ago. And I still have it, but it's terrible. I mean, the fact that out of the gate you made something that's good enough to be your touring and recording guitar all these many years later is a real testament to your talent.
Well, I had an amazing teacher, too, Luthier Don Musser. Wow. I worked with him, and it was a really amazing experience. I remember the first couple days out there, I was reminded, I must show my age here, but I was reminded of that, the original Karate Kid movie, you know, like, when am I going to stop washing windows and painting fences? When do I get to make this guitar? It's like, how many cords of wood do I have to stack and move in and out of your truck?
But it paid off.
Yeah.
It paid off. Nice job, Daniel-san.
Yes, thank you.
Tell me about the players that you and the crew that you assembled from this record. You hinted at it before you played us the tune, that you were looking kind of beyond the quote-unquote normal circle to really incorporate a more diverse cast of folks. Tell me about who is on this record and who worked behind the scenes to help create this project.
Well, I have a really supportive label. I'd like to thank officially Story Sound Records, Dick Kinnett and Connie Kirch here in New York. They're really just, I'm very, very fortunate to work with them. And the producer is Lorenzo Wolf. I heard one of his records that he made, and I can compare it to the first time I heard Charles Mingus. I was listening from one song to the next, and I was sitting up closer and closer to the speaker like, what is going to happen next? What is happening, you know? Just so inventive and creative with his soundscapes and his instrumentation. And I met with him and told him how I really wanted to, expand my relationships and how I had, you know, come to realize how narrow my working circle has been, even though it has been, that word organic is so overused, but I would see someone or hear someone in my scene and be blown away and want them to play on my record, you know? I saw Big Thief and loved them, and Buck Meek, the guitar player, I immediately asked him to play on my next two records, you know? It's uncomfortable to realize how white my world was, even though I definitely love so many artists who aren't white. In my personal scene and my connections, you know. So I just decided, and I told Lorenzo, this is the way it's got to be if we're going to do this record. We have to commit to finding more people. And that's probably going to mean a lot of cold calls and a lot of searching on the internet and you know, going through Instagram pages and like, oh, who's this great drummer? You know,
yeah. How receptive were the responses of those cold calls and those blind emails?
You know, some of them were beyond my level. They're more successful than me and or kind of above my pay grade, which I was so happy for them to not to be able to say no to work. And otherwise, totally receptive.
Yeah.
And really generous and very, you know, honest, saying, I never get calls for doing this kind of stuff. You know, this is cool. This is not my normal thing, you know. It was a great experiment. I think it came out really great.
Right on. Will you play us another tune?
Yeah, I'd like to do this one is much very personal, even though in a broader social context, the art of the apology is pretty important. And this song is called Sorry, and it explores all the things that one does not mean when they say they're sorry, all the things that they're saying that aren't an apology, and how often, you know, an apology is a totally selfish thing and a way of diverting any focus on oneself or any, you know, responsibility.
This is Anna Egge on JPR Live Sessions.
Sorry for your trouble, you're sorry for yourself, you're sorry that it happened, that it happened once again. I'm sorry you're a sucker for the stories that I tell. I'm sorry there's no water at the bottom of the well. I'm sorry you got roped in to this sorry little plot. You're sorry, I'm so sorry, when I'm very clearly not. What the devil did you mean to say? Sorry 'cause you caught me, sorry you no longer want me. Sorry is for me, like tears roll down the cheek. Even as I grieve for those that had to leave, it is not the dead that cry, it is the living. You're not sorry that you love me, you're not sorry you can't change. You're not sorry for your weakness, I'm not sorry for the end. But I'm sorry for the lying that I witness in myself. And I'm sorry for the wealth of time I couldn't ask for help. I'm not sorry for the little heart I placed into your hands. You're sorry, I'm not sorry, but I know I truly am. What the devil did you mean to say? Sorry 'cause you caught me, sorry you no longer want me. Sorry is for me, like tears the living. It is not the dead that cry.
That one's called Sorry. Anna Egge is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. That's another tune from her new record called Between Us. You can find information at annaegge.com. It's out on Story Sound Records. So that one, you mentioned it being, you know, quite a personal thing. Have there been recent experiences of apologies in your world that kind of manifest in that song?
Yeah, I mean, big time. It's hard. It's hard to take responsibility. It's hard to acknowledge that I can hurt someone I love without meaning to. Even if I do mean to, then it can be really hard too. But, you know, the fact is we're all individual and we all have our own experience of the world. And, you know, none of us are watching the same movie, you know?
Yeah.
I can say something that can hurt someone, and I don't, and even though I didn't mean to, doesn't mean that it didn't hurt them. And does it take anything away from me to apologize and say, you know what, I'm sorry that hurt, I'm sorry that I hurt you? No, it doesn't take anything away from me at all.
Yeah. I was really interested in reading that this was the first record that you have created completely sober.
Sure, yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That is a big deal. Because you've been making records for a very long time. And the fact that this is the first one does sort of point to there being kind of a lifelong issue going on there. Congratulations on the choice and the evolution there.
Thank you.
Tell me how you got through that and, you know, like how the mindset started of, all right, we're going to need to go in a new direction here.
Yeah, you know, when I had that thought and that realization, I did go back through each record and think, was I, you know, because when I thought about the process of writing every song, recording and rehearsing and, you know, mixing and mastering, all of that stuff, like, yeah, it absolutely is. I was completely sober, like, didn't smoke, want to have one puff of pot during writing any of these songs, you know, like, I cannot say that for the past. So, yeah, it is very different.
Did you get a different product out of it, or did you find a different Anna Egge voice as a result of eliminating those influences? Or, like, a clarity of voice, perhaps?
I think what I can say is that I had another level of enjoyment. And that I had another level of awareness that it is not, that it is something that I'm a part of making, that, and that it isn't me, that it's something that I can interact with and have more of a kind of a calm perception of as someone interacting with something that isn't me. So it was less sticky. It was just easier. It was easier. It was more enjoyable, and I enjoyed it along every step, and there was no infighting it within myself. It was a clarity of opinion.
Has that energy been redirected into like a new vice of, you know, like M&Ms or coffee or specialty teas or something like that?
You know, not anymore. Initially, yeah. I mean, and in the pandemic, I mean, I found all of my old favorite treats as a kid, you know? Jell-O. I mean, God, I eat a lot of Jell-O. And tapioca pudding. I mean, a lot of sweets. Yeah.
I think I can probably count on one hand dreams that I remember when I wake up. Not the case for you. You have had a number of them that you remember vividly enough to have started a dream journal that connects to your music making.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Absolutely more like, yes, very much like a gift. I mean, I made myself wake up each time, but I was hearing a song in my dream, and somehow a part of me that was aware that I was dreaming realized that song didn't quote-unquote exist in the world already. and that I was obviously making it up in my dream. And so I made myself wake up and hummed it into my phone. I don't know what dreams are, but that's precisely why they're so amazing.
Your partner is an amazing award-winning filmmaker. Mm-hmm. I'm curious how your different heightened senses, yours being primarily auditory, hers being primarily visual, complement each other when you guys are sitting down and talking about your individual projects.
Yeah, we bring a lot to each other's process, I think. She's Amy Foote. She's really incredibly talented, and she just won an Emmy.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, she's a documentary editor, and she, when you give her something, she can figure out, you know, how to put it together or shift it around to possibly make it better or consider it different in a different way, which sometimes drives me insane. But yeah, she has a very huge skill set that I just that I am in awe of. The visual stuff, I don't really pay as much attention to it. I mean, overall, yeah. She's just constantly bettering my videos, my posters, my artwork, everything. She's like, oh, how about this? I'm like, wow, that's a lot better, you know?
What about on the flip side? Like, do you have that ability to help out and at least offer suggestions about what kinds of sounds are going to work best in moments of film?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think my strength that I offer her, or that's usually heeded, is my storytelling awareness to structure or like the big idea arc of things. I'll say something, and in the same way, she'll be like, oh my gosh, I never thought about it that way. You know, that this could be the certain whatever direction of that character and what's really driving them or something, you know, the storytelling aspect.
Well, I'd love to wrap this up with maybe one more short story. Will you play one last tune for us?
Yeah, well, that's a good intro. Thank you. Because this last song, Lie, 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 the melody came from a dream, didn't change it. So much so that it's the same melody throughout. And I thought it was a song. Like, I thought it was already existed. And I searched around in my brain and asked friends who know traditional music, and it didn't exist yet. And it is a short story. It is very personal. It's about my family and this sort of, you know, defining yourself by judging others, knowing your place in relation to others, and in this case, you know, being poor and white, but knowing that we're better because we're white than other people who don't have pale skin.
What's it called?
Lie, Lie, Lie. Not who I was, but how we were, living on the fringes, struggling and poor. But I was proud, 'cause I was taught that we were good and they were not. For we are lost inside ourselves, and through our love find a way out. It's hard to take, it's hard to say. Truth was made to lie that way. It gave her comfort, the drinking did, just like the smoking, that's what she said. She'd cover for him, he don't mean it. He's not a racist, he's only joking. Lie, 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 lie. Out from under what lies beneath the lies we
as we teach the biggest lie you'll ever know, the one to kill and to control. An angel's dream I had one night that all was well and all was right. Everyone I loved and tried to protect, everyone I done their best. For we are lost inside ourselves, and through our love find a way out. It's hard to take, it's hard to say, the truth was made to lie that way. Inside ourselves, and through our love find a way out. It's hard to take, it's hard to say, the truth was made to lie that way. The truth was made to lie that way.
That's Anna Egge playing for us today on our JPR Live session from afar. It's a new tune from the album Between Us, just out earlier this year on Story Sound Records. Information is at annaegge.com. That tune, Lie, Lie, Lie. This has been really fun. Thanks for chatting and playing for us today.
It's been delightful. Thank you, Eric.